The host of TSN World Cup right here on TSN 1260 and the TSN television, Gareth Wheeler, joins us. Gareth, how are you, my man?
How you doing, pal? I'm just inside the Big O. I have to tell you, though, I'm missing Edmonton already. I had a great time in your city while I was there.
That's a, it's a fantastic city. You're here for some good weather, too, so that was
no kidding.
That was nice.
Other than the brief rainstorm, which kind of delayed the last match, but it was a good fun, and it actually kind of helped parlay into quite the atmosphere. I really thought it was a great crowd last Thursday night in Edmonton, and there was less people, probably 17,000 less from game one or from game two to game one, but I thought the crowd was every bit as into it and very loud.
Definitely maybe more of the soccer diehards, you know what I mean, who are going there for the game rather than just the event. But there was a lot more questions after the second game. We're like, okay, where's Canada's offense coming? Now, they did generate, I think, 10 shots at the net. Six of them went on goal. Do you feel they are generating enough, or do they need more ball movement from their midfield up to their strikers on a consistent basis?
I think it's the latter. I think that they need much better ball movement, and I think it starts from the back and it works its way out. The link-up play between the defensive line and the midfield, as well as the midfield and the forwards, simply hasn't been good enough. And I really don't think the formation, the 4-3-3 that John Herdman's playing, is being effective whatsoever. So I expect changes in the starting 11 for tonight's game, multiple changes, including 17-year-old Jesse Fleming getting a start. She featured, came on as a second-half substitute against China and was an immediate spark when she came on the field. She's such a talented player for such a young age, really good passer of the ball. So perhaps she can provide the link-up play that's needed to start generating a little bit more.
You've covered the team a lot more close than most people. Tancredi, what is she not doing in her game right now?
She's not scoring goals. She doesn't look confident.
No.
The thing with Melissa Tancredi, she's never been an out-and-out goal scorer for Canada in the past. I mean, she's scored goals before, but now she's gone, I believe, 19 games without a goal. She took 2 years away from the game to complete her kinesiology degree, and since she's come back, she's just been ultimately ineffective. I think she's one of the players that will be dropped to the bench for tonight's game, quite frankly. And although you like her veteran presence, you like that she's been there, done that before, and that she's a physical force, if she's not scoring goals in playing that position, she's very much a liability for this team. So I look for John Herdman to go in a different direction tonight and hope for much better.
Gareth Wheeler joins us in advance of Team Canada's next matchup at the World Cup. And you mentioned John Herdman, Gareth. Before this tournament started, we heard a lot about how the players love him and how he's kind of the right man for the job. What have you thought of Herdman's first two games coaching? Has he made any glaring mistakes, in your opinion?
Well, I just mentioned I don't love the 4-3-3. I question his tactics to a certain degree. Like, he's become Canada's sweetheart. He has put himself more in the spotlight than any of the players on the team, which is quite incredible. And he's a really likable guy. His whole approach to leadership and team development, it's impressive. But I think it takes something away if the team's not performing. And although 4 points is good right now, they're sitting atop the group, I don't think anyone can say the two games in Edmonton that the team played anywhere near good enough, at least to properly advertise the game and what this team is all about. And I just question John's tactics, because he came out before the New Zealand game and said, we are going to win. We are the better team. And they, quite frankly, there was not really much that separated the two teams on Thursday night. So he's bigged up certain players. He said that Sophie Schmidt will prove herself to be the best midfield player in the world. He said that Kadisha Buchanan is the next Christine Sinclair. So he's kind of been his own hype man. Like, he's been the Flava Flav of this team. And I don't know if it's coming across, because if the team doesn't perform, then it kind of looks like he has egg all over his face.
You mentioned Christine Sinclair, Gareth. Is she doing her best LeBron James impersonation right now, trying to put the team on her back? It's just there's not enough depth there?
I don't think we've seen her at her best either. She's at her moments, and obviously scoring the penalty that won the opening match is quite the accomplishment. And she's only 4 goals back of Mia Hamm for second place all-time on the women's goal-scoring list. So her reputation precedes her. But I think that based upon the position she's playing, she's been playing on the wing, she's been playing up front in the middle as well, and she's tended to drift in and out of games thus far. And it's not all on her. I think the teams are cognizant of the danger that she brings to the table. I would prefer to see her play more high up the pitch, in a more dangerous position, so her teammates bring her into the game and get her more involved, put her in dangerous positions, put some pressure on the defensive back line of the opposition, and reap the benefits. So I think that it's part on Christine, but largely on her teammates as well to get her more involved.
Gareth Wheeler joins us. Canada taking on the Netherlands, and Canada hasn't surrendered a goal yet through two games, and obviously a penalty kick off the crossbar saved them in one. But the Netherlands are a team you can't take lightly, Gareth. What will be the biggest test towards Canada's defense tonight from the Netherlands?
Well, Vivian Medema is the top striker on the Netherlands. She led European qualifying in goals scored. She's been kept off the score sheet and made look average at times over the course of this tournament. But the biggest surprise was after a very impressive opening day win against New Zealand, the Netherlands were a shambles. They were a mess against China. China had 27 shots towards the Dutch goal and should have probably put three or four past the Dutch goalkeeper. They need to play much better tonight and prove that last Thursday evening was an anomaly and not what they're actually all about. I think there's a lot of pressure on this Dutch team because part of this tournament is Olympic qualifying as well, and they'll need to get out of the group in order to qualify for Rio in 2016. So there's some pressure on this country, and they don't have a whole lot of World Cup experience. This is their first World Cup as a nation, and they've never in their history in 10 tries beaten the Canadian team. So you'd have to think playing in front of a big crowd in Montreal that everything skews in the Canadians' favor. But based upon the way that the Canada is being played, I mean, they quite frankly can't take anything for granted.
I was looking at it and I almost got a headache trying to figure out the potential of who Canada is going to play. So yeah. Let's just go with the positive and say they win and finish first. Then break it down. What are their possibilities of who they play then?
They will go out and play in Vancouver in the round of 16 game. If they win the group, which a draw could even get it done tonight, a win would assure that. They would probably end up on the easier road to a potential World Cup final. Because on the other side of the equation, the other side of the bracket, if you would, teams like Germany and the United States, they look to be in pole position to qualify for spots on that side. Mm-hmm. They would end up playing a third-place team. Now, it's unclear what third-place team they would play at this point. That is very much to be determined. But something else that's worth mentioning, if Canada winds up drawing this game and just say China beats New Zealand, because the games are being played simultaneously, China would then win the group. Canada would then finish second place and end up back in Edmonton for the round of 16 game, where they would likely play Switzerland, the second-place team from Group C, who's looked very good in this tournament thus far. So there's a couple other permutations as well. If Canada finishes third place, they could wind up playing in Vancouver or Ottawa. It's very confusing. So all that needs to play out. But if Canada takes care of business tonight, comes away with the full 3 points, they will, in fact, play in Vancouver next Sunday.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. Regardless of the opponent, if they win, they play Sunday. Now, if they lose and finish third, if they lose, there's no chance they could not qualify high enough, right? They'll still be one of the top four third-place teams, correct?
Yeah, okay. We believe that to be the case. Something crazy would have to happen for that not to play out that way, but they may end up playing a team like Germany in Ottawa, which would be an absolute disaster because the Germans right now, I'm just watching over the screen, they're just destroying Thailand again. I think it's like 4-0 right now. It's 6-0?
4-0.
Hold on, I'll tell you. It's 4-0 right now. Yeah. They are a powerhouse team, and they're actually missing two of their top players for this tournament, but they just have so much depth, and they have a history of just dominating Canada in international play. So don't come third place. That's the message tonight. But even if they come up with a draw in tonight's game, they can't finish any less than second place in the group. So win or draw tonight, and they'll be in much better stead.
Okay, now if they finish in second, do you know when they would play next?
I'm not sure what night the game is, but it's in Edmonton. I believe it's Friday or Saturday. I know that's absolutely the case because I've been trying to plot out my potential travel plans over this next week.
Oh, okay, so Edmonton could see them. And Edmonton hosts a semifinal and the third place game, so there's chances to see Canada in a variety of levels. Obviously, from a selfish standpoint, Edmonton fans would want it, but I think from a patriotic standpoint, they'd rather not see Canada again because that means that they're going for gold.
Well, actually, I believe how it works out. If Canada wins their group, the process would go round of 16 in Vancouver, quarterfinal in Vancouver, then semifinal in Edmonton. So for all you Edmonton soccer fans out there, it's a good thing if they come in first place, because the potential for Canada in a semifinal match in Edmonton, it would be absolutely huge.
Gareth Wheeler joins us. Has there been a team that has surprised you in a positive sense in this tournament? Like, we expected Germany to be good, and you know, Sweden-USA game was going to be good, but has there been a team that so far has played better than you expect?
A couple teams. Switzerland, who I just previously mentioned, they almost beat the reigning champion Japanese side and were unlucky to come away with nothing in a 1-0 loss in their opener. They wound up winning their second game by a score of 10-1 over Ecuador, which is a weaker opponent, but the way that the Swiss play, it really impresses me. They're a team that could end up and look like they will play in Edmonton later on this week, no matter what happens. They have a striker named Rebecca Bachmann. She scored 3 goals. She's picked up an assist as well. She's been, for me, the best player in this tournament thus far. She has been that good. So they've really impressed me, as have Norway thus far in this tournament. Their head coach is a former Canadian national team head coach, Evan Pellerud, and he's really got the team playing some wonderful soccer right now. They wound up drawing Germany in their last match. I believe they're beating the Ivory Coast right now. I haven't watched much of this match, but through the previous 2 games, Norway were really impressive to me in this tournament.
Well, we look forward to it tonight. Canada taking on the Netherlands right here on TSN 1260. Coverage starts at 5:30. And, of course, you can watch across the nation on TSN as well. Gareth, always good to talk to you, man. We'll enjoy the broadcast.
Thanks, Jason. Looking forward to it.